I believe it was during a funeral meeting that I met a man from central Minnesota, and he shared something with me. He shared that in the past he had been concerned about the family losing the ancestral farm in central Minnesota, and because his father had been gambling and had been threatening to lose everything because of his gambling. And this man, his name was Peter, he found the St. Jude litany, and he asked God, "Lord, in order to help save the family farm, help me to find a job that is more well-paying than I have now." And he told me he actually got an answer after he finished the novena to St. Jude. And God told him, Peter, to stop drinking. Nothing about a job. You see, God wants to go to the root of the problem. God doesn't want to just deal with the symptoms. Notice in today's gospel, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." Now, again, we don't know if there was something unjust going on. That isn't said. But notice Jesus says, "Who appointed me as judge and arbitrator?" He will be the final judge. But in this situation, he goes right over that request and goes to the heart of the issue. And again, he isn't necessarily blaming this particular man or the brother, but he says in this situation, "Take care to guard against all greed." Jesus does not want to deal with the symptoms. When you and I take antihistamine for our runny noses, whether it be a cold or allergies, remember, it's only treating the effect of what's going on. It's not getting to the heart of anything. If you go to the doctor and say, "You know, I'm having some pain. I think it's heartburn." The doctor might get to the real issue. "I think you're having a heart attack." Jesus wants to get to the main problem. We need to ask him for assistance, but we have to be open to him getting right down to business. We might be asking Jesus to help us to deal with, you know, my Irish anger or German anger. And then God says, "No, no, no. This is about not forgiving. It's not about anger. It's about unforgiveness." We might have a problem with white lying, you know, trying to make sure we don't hurt people's feelings or covering things up too much in our marriage and our family. But God might be telling us, "You have a problem with the courage to be honest." We might be struggling with various forms of lust in today's world. Of course, social media is presenting us all sorts of things. And it might not just be social media's problem, which partly it is, but God might be saying to you and to me, "You know, it's a lack of generosity. You're not thinking about what you can give. You're focused on what you can take." It might be covetousness. "We, Lord, help me to not be covetous, to be jealous, etc." And the Lord might be telling us, "You need to want what you already have. Look at the goodness in what you already have and how it's a part of my plan for you." God knows what the real problems are. After Peter told me the effect of the litany to St. Jude, he then told me how his life had been changed. He had been sober for 20 years. He was open to life. Thanks to Mother Teresa, he encountered Mother Teresa, ended up having 7 children, and became very active in pro-life ministry. He started listening to Relevant Radio, and he reads like he's never read before. My brothers and sisters, let's dare to ask the divine physician for help, but know that Jesus wants to get to the heart of the matter. He doesn't want to treat the symptoms. He wants to heal us of what is most important.